Hello, everybody. This is the Friendly Bear Podcast, where we interview some of the best and brightest traders in the trading community. Listen to inspiring stories and nuggets of insight from current and future game changers in the trading space. Listen and learn as we explore all types of trading niches with some of the best in the industry from a Friendly Bear point of view. Make sure to check out the Friendly Bear Podcast's new YouTube channel called Friendly Bear Research, which includes all the podcast video content and supplemental screen shares. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. With that being said, I'm your host, David, aka Reverse Long, and this is the Friendly Bear Podcast. Let's dive in. All right, guys, it's David, aka Reverse Long, and today I'm back again at the rooftop of the Los Angeles Athletic Club. I couldn't go to the other corner facing the U.S. Bank Tower because the sun is pretty harsh, but it's a beautiful day out there today. It's supposed to rain. Actually, I was planning to go to Catalina Island for the long weekend, but it was forecasted to be raining, but like, you know, it ended up being all right. But either way, I got a lot of stuff done this weekend. Hopefully you guys did too. I wanted to go over one topic in particular, which we'll touch on a little bit later, but first a couple of announcements. So next weekend on Sunday, I forgot the exact date. It's April something, whatever. It's the first Sunday of April. All right, it's a lot of wind. Hopefully this tripod stays. But the first Sunday, April, is going to be the Skill Set Masterclass of Conscious Trading Academy. And that's where I'll go in and answer everybody's questions throughout the week, like in the Discord and stuff. There's like people ask in-depth questions. Those in-depth questions, in-depth explanations require like, you know, some explaining, some really in-depth explaining. And that's what the Conscious Trading Masterclass is for. You write your questions down, you ask me for the masterclass, and actually whoever wants to, you know, people don't put in the extra work, but they should, you know, take advantage. I mentioned that, okay, so if someone puts in their question ahead of time, I will make a specific video before the masterclass and upload it on the archive for you to see a couple times. I mean, because the masterclass is not going to be like an all-day thing. It's a limited amount of time. So we're going to utilize that amount of time very wisely. And that's why I said, okay, so whoever has questions can input them into the you know, the questionnaire thing, whoever signs up for the class. And then I will make a specific video for answering that question in depth. And it's going to save it to the archive. So the archive is going to have like a lot of questions that everybody has. You know, it's like usually these questions, they, you know, a lot of people have them. Just one person is vocal. A couple people are vocal about it. So that's what the masterclass is for. And then the other week following, Sam is taking the lead on that one, on everything mindset related, everything mind related. And then, so like once a month is him, once a month is me. So this is the one for the skill set, everything related with short selling. So all the questions that you have and like, you know, so that's what it's for. So the Discord is mostly for intraday trading. I'm staying laser focused. People in there are staying laser focused. This is not a place to ask in-depth questions and get explanations because, like, I need to be focused on trading 1,000%. Trading is the most lucrative thing that you can do. All this other stuff is just like fun and games, but like trading is the lucrative thing. It's the bread and butter for everything that I'm doing. All my success weighs on the trading, so I need to be focused on trading. Okay, what else? So I think that's about it. Yeah, we got the stock analysis videos on the Friendly Bear channel. So like these are my personal stock analysis that I'm doing. And I like to do it in depth. So I burn it into my brain because a lot of the stuff is memory. You know, you got to remember the stocks that trade. You got to remember what it did in the past. Remember what the float was in the past compared to now. Remember when it IPO'd compared to now. What was the institutional percentage before compared to now? What was whatever was going on? Oh, did it have like some kind of animal testing news in the past, preclinical? And like, is it regurgitated news again? We saw that this week. Forgot the stock name already, but made me a lot of money this week. So those little things that you can recall fast, quick, that's edge. You know, when a company did a certain news in the past and they do it again, you got to be able to remember it, recall it. Recently, we've seen HOTH, Hoth. I've been shorting this thing since like 2019 when I was a noob. They did paid pump and dumps back then, paid pumps. Of course, the pumps are weaker these days, but like a paid pump is a paid pump. So by journaling it extensively since day one, like, it's on my radar all the time. And whenever it pops up, usually in the pre-market, I'm giving you guys some game. Who's going to act on it? Who knows? But whenever it pops up, you got to be quick, because these spikes, you check the last pre-market spike, I think it was like 2 minutes. So you got to recall in 2 minutes and, you know, ready to go, ready on the fly. So, like, that's how you capitalize, by memory, laser focus, and all that. That's why the masterclass is held on the weekends, and the masterclass is where all the questions are to be directed to. Okay, that being said, what did you guys do this long weekend? I know what I did. I caught up. Well, I mean, I'm always well rested, but I rested well. I exercised. I listened to audiobooks. I listened to Jim Rohn, his audio collective guide. Like, I got it on Amazon Audible. What an amazing collection. You know, this is the guy that's like always on, at least for me, because my Instagram feed is fun. But yeah, so I get nice things fed to me that help me to grow and to increase everything that I'm doing, you know. Good stuff. Not like a time waster or cat videos or whatever it is, or political trash, you know. So I get fed good stuff. So Jim Rohn is one that keeps popping up in my feed, and I like what he has to say. And this is a guy from old school, from the 60s and 70s, seems like, and the 80s and whatever, 90s, but, like, you know, that was his, like, that was it's from way back. So I got his audiobook. I'm listening to his audiobooks. I'm going for a walk. I like exercising. I like walking downtown. Downtown is pretty, it's pretty entertaining, man. Such a beautiful day. I walked right before here down Broadway. So Broadway at one point was bigger than Broadway, New York. They had, like, all the Broadway shows that you can still see, all the theaters. So that I'm listening to audiobooks while I'm doing this. I'm going downstairs to the athletic club. Like, this nice room, this, like, reading room. I read in there, like, the Trade the Traitor is what I'm reading recently. I'm going to do a book review on that soon with Criminal, one of the guys in the trade floor of the Discord, that we've done a few book reviews. So reading that, I'm watching webinars, old school webinars. Well, previous things I signed up for when I was a noob. I still have access, so I watch a couple that I like. You know, and just watching, going through my routines, and it's just, everything is nice and easy, man. It's like, I don't have to force myself or to get in the zone to do anything. Even this podcast is already part of my routine. I just click the, attach the little mic thing on it, put it to the phone. I know exactly where I'm going. I don't have to think about what location I'm at. I'm just going to go to the rooftop of the athletic club. Right after that, I'm going to go work out downstairs. I'm going to do some more reading. And then I'm going to go eat something nice and go to bed, wake up in the morning. So this is like, you know, this is like the this is what it is for me, the weekend. Also yesterday, what else did I do? I went to, Anyway, enough of that. It's too sunny, you can't see the clock. Okay, so I wanted to go over a topic that Jim Rohn brought up on my audio yesterday. You know, as I was walking around downtown and listening to audiobooks, about why humans are the ones that are underperformers in the whole animal kingdom and stuff. So, like, animals and insects, they all overperform, or they perform at 100%. You know, like the ant, think about the ant. He lifts as much weight, like, I don't know, 100 times weight more than himself, and he's, like, maximizing his potential. You know what I mean? Humans are the ones that don't maximize their potential. A lot of people. You know, I walk around downtown here. There's a lot of people that don't maximize their potential. So, like, how do you maximize your potential? So for me, this is something that I was thinking about without, like, being aware of it all the time. And it's, like, that sense of urgency that I've had ever since I had, like, the brain operation that I had from a brain tumor. And doctor told me I had 50 more years of life, give or take. And a little bit more, a little bit less. It's all up to me. So, like, how do you perform your best? Then when I got in trading, it's like, all right, how do I perform my best with trading? It's like, not only to get profitable, you're like, how do you perform better? Okay, you cut out alcohol. Things that were getting in the way, selling the car. I go over this a lot, you know, and moving downtown. How do I be more efficient? More efficient to do more things with the time that I have, and to get, add more habits, more routines, get more study time in. The other day I was talking with someone about, like, what is it What's the fastest way to get profitable? Fastest way to get profitable is get this quality 10,000 hours in of trading information, trading knowledge. The faster you get with quality, you know, so how do you get that quality? So I got it on my own by doing what I just said, like getting all those habits and like tweaking them up, you know, eliminating things that were from my life that are not serving me, just getting rid of it, getting rid of toxic people, you know, it's like things that were getting in the way for me to get more knowledge, more education. And then once I got it, the market presented the opportunity. I got it. I had enough. The market presented enough opportunity, 2020, which you got to be ready for. There's always going to be another cycle like that. You know, every 5 to 10 years, there's something crazy and you got to be ready for it. So, and I knew something like that was coming from the very beginning. I was like, I need to get more knowledge. So when the next thing comes, when the next 2008 comes, when the next 1999 comes, I got to be somewhat ready, at least ready enough to take advantage of it so I can change my life. It's crazy. You know, so 2020 was that for me. I recognized it and had some initial success. And I knew right away that there was more information out there. Like when I'm stuck in a room, I basically locked myself in a room for 2 years leading up to that. I knew, and like with no social media, no social life, nothing. Selling everything off that I had and just locking myself up in a room studying the material for 2 years. After that, I knew that like I needed to get more exposure to more stuff. And I knew Puerto Rico had it. And so when I had my first, let's say 150, 200 grand success profits, I reinvested in myself to relocate and be in the mecca of trading, you know what I mean? Of networking right there in Puerto Rico. Anyway, so that was cool. Then that sped everything up. That sped everything up. It's now like I'm getting quality knowledge, quality information on a daily basis. Now it's like it's my life as opposed to before in the office over there. Just locked myself up in a room and like digging through the dark, you know what I mean? Like I don't really know what I'm doing, but like I'm doing something and like it's working. So I'm just gonna keep doing it. Now when I went over there, now it's the quality information. But anyway, going back to how do you reach your full potential? So like I was on the search of that. So you first gotta realize, how do I reach my full potential? So I knew being in that office space, I knew that was not my full potential. Me digging online can only take me so far. I need to go to the source. And so like I went to the source and it wasn't enough. I create a podcast so I can go out to more people and get more knowledge. How do you get the maximum? How do you reach your maximum potential? So like I was on the quest of that. How can I reach my maximum potential? I need more knowledge. I kept reading books. I ordered any book that someone recommended to me in person, in podcast, whatever. I ordered it. Audio. If it wasn't on audio, I got the physical. Always. Always. If you look at the first, I don't know, 100 podcasts or so, I always ask book recommendations. Book recommendations. That wasn't for you guys. That's for me. And like, you know, whoever is interested, more than welcome to get it. But I was looking, I was searching for what other books are there out there that I can use for my own growth, I want more information. Because they don't teach this stuff in school. I got to search on my own. I got to go to the rabbit holes. Well, that's what I was doing. So how do you reach for? So like, there, you know, some people, I remember there's a couple of traders I interviewed. I asked them for book recommendations. They said, no, I don't read any books. And I'm like, damn. Yeah, this person's missing out, man. He doesn't read any books. That's not reaching your full potential. How do you reach your full potential? I mean, so they reach a certain level that's very good. But how do you go to the next level? How do you reach your full potential? Because human beings, remember Jim Rohn, he was saying, and I agree completely, it's like human beings are the animal that doesn't reach his full potential. So how do you reach your full potential? How? You know, you see a lot of traders stop at a certain point. Doesn't matter that point. It could be six figures, could be seven figures, could be eight figures, whatever. But they stop and they just want to go and you know, just chill now. That's not reaching your full potential. So like, but if you're not profitable, how do you reach your full potential to get profitable? Well, first you can't quit. So you got to ask yourself this question all the time. Like, first you can't quit. And like, are you maximizing every day? Are you maximizing your time? Are you getting distracted? Are you If people are calling you up on Friday to go party, that's not reaching your full potential. So how do you reach your full potential? How? You know? So this is something now, you know, I gotta start, you know, it's like I'm approaching 40 years old. Pretty soon I'm going to be 40. And like, I want to reach my full potential. So for so many years, during my 20s, I was not reaching my full potential. You know, I wasn't in school. I went to University of Florida. I'm actually going to University of Florida next month. I was invited for an alumni award. They nominated me for some award over there. But anyway, in University of Florida, it was a party school. I wasn't reaching my full potential back then. I didn't know any better though. I didn't know stocks existed. I didn't know anything about business or anything. So I just knew, go to school, get a degree, and party. But like, that's not reaching your full potential. So it's like, once you're aware about what it takes, like what does it take to reach your full potential? To do, pick something to do. It doesn't even have to be about stocks. Damn, a lot of noise. That's crazy. You see it right there. It's an ambulance. But it doesn't even have to be about stocks. It's just about anything that you choose to do. You just go, you maximize your full potential doing it. And like, by the end of the day, like when you're old, like you got to be like, man, I did my best with that, man. I did my best. And that was, that's the one thing when I started trading, I don't think I've ever mentioned this. When I started trading and I knew it was going to take a while for me to be profitable, because like, imagine you have a $1,000, $2,000 account, barely margin account, and you're learning trading. $1 million is so far away to just even think about $1 million, or way, even past $1 million, it's way, way beyond. But I was like, man, I'm going to give this 5 years or so, and I'll reassess after that. But one thing I do know is when I'm an old man and I'm on, you know, on the rocking chair, I'm going to be like, no, I gave it a shot, man. There are no regrets. There are no regrets. I gave it a shot. And then you know what? If you do it right, like everything I just spoke about, you'd be surprised at the results. And you know, it's just like most people quit, and that's what gets in the way. So the first step is just not to quit, to have a long-term vision, you know? And yeah, always maximize, how much time? That's not bad. So always maximize, you know, always think about, am I doing the best I can right now? Am I doing the absolute best I can? You know? Am I doing that? If it's no, if you're watching cartoons or the equivalent to cartoons, and you're going out on Friday and you're at some kind of, I don't know, some big party or something, or what do you call it, like a festival, that's not, you're not, I mean, trading is hard, man. You're going to have to put that aside until you make some money. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. But like, are you reaching your full potential? Are you maximizing? Are you doing the best you can? And that means working on yourself and the mindset and the attitude. You know, if you have a bad attitude, you got to fix that. You got to fix that. It's not conducive to doing anything worthwhile, you know? So it's not conducive. You got to chip away at these things and correct them and work on them. Add good habits, add good routines. And then you put in all the work. It all comes together and it's glorious, man. So yeah, anyway, that's about it. This is a lot of noise. What is going on? It's crazy. But I remember actually this hotel Perla. It actually, this weekend, I went to a museum not too far away. It was the Italian American Museum. So this used to be the Bank of Italy. And the Bank of Italy merged with Bank of America. They have the original vaults. It's pretty sick. And there's a really nice pool over there. So when I was going to UCLA, this is 2015-16, they used to have pool parties there. That's what I was not doing, maximizing my time. I was going there and, you know, just chilling by the pool, a lot of music and the DJs, like, you know, it's all a distraction. But I didn't know about trading. I didn't know about stocks. I just knew to go to school and do well. But yeah, that's that. This is another view of the Intercontinental Hotel right there. The second largest, tallest building in LA. The first is the U.S. Bank Tower, which you guys can't see. But Intercontinental is sick. I'm going to probably do some podcasts there in the future. And yeah, I'm going to go work out downstairs now at the Awesome Athletic Club. So I'll see you guys later.
That concludes today's episode. Make sure to like and subscribe to the channel on the platform you use. The Friendly Bear Podcast is hosted by me, David, where you can find me on Twitter at @reverse_long. You can find the Friendly Bear Podcast at www.thefriendlybearpodcast.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, and now on YouTube at Friendly Bear Research. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Friendly Bear Podcast.